On a visit to the Colombian border, UN Refugee Agency Chief Filippo Grandi said the international community must do more to aid thousands of Venezuelans leaving the country each day, many seeking international protection. Mr. Grandi said the scale of the refugee exodus from Venezuela into Colombia was shocking. According to UNHCR, more than 4,000 are making the crossing every day, looking to stay or continue their journey southwards. Mr. Grandi spoke to the UN Information Center's Edith Girval in the Colombian capital, Bogota.
You came here to take a look firsthand at the situation here regarding the migration from Venezuela. And so I was wondering, you know, can you tell us a little bit what you have seen and, you know, from the voices that you've heard today or yesterday and the places that you've seen? So what is the situation that you've seen?
Yeah, I spent the day in Cúcuta. This is a Colombian city at the border with Venezuela. And first of all, what is very impressive, or rather shocking, is the size of the influx of people from Venezuela into Colombia. I visited a bridge called Simón Bolívar Bridge, and it was fairly early morning on a Sunday, and you had a stream of people coming across. You have all sorts of groups. You have Venezuelans coming to stay or to continue their march towards Ecuador and other countries in South America. You have Venezuelans coming only for a few days to buy products or even just to eat or go to some health facility. You have Colombians who have lived in Venezuela for many years returning because of the hardship there. So it's a very complex mix of people coming for different reasons. Many have what we would call protection needs, international protection needs. They're refugees, in other words. Others come for more practical reasons, but altogether it's a vulnerable population that has a huge impact on the area, on services, on housing, and to an extent, because of the huge crowd, also on security. So I was impressed by the response of the Colombian authorities, local authorities, and civil society. There's a lot of solidarity in action. And many Colombians remember that Venezuela hosted hundreds of thousands of them during the conflict in Colombia. And many Colombians also have been displaced. In fact, UNHCR has been in Colombia for many years to help with the phenomenon of internal displacement, which continues. So you have two crises overlapping and with many complicated interlinkages. The challenges are huge. It's important that Colombia receives more attention and international support. And it is important also to increasingly craft a regional response to this crisis.
What is going to be the response of UNHCR to attend this situation, and especially coordinating with all the NGOs and government in a country that has specificities like Colombia? Because, as you said, there are victims of conflict, there's still conflict in some places. So what is this situation like? What is the response and the specificity?
Well, the coordination is a responsibility of the government of Colombia. I sat the first night in Cúcuta in a coordination meeting, which was well organized, and gathered all the various institutions, local institutions, central institutions, but also civil society, international organizations like UN organization, Red Cross, so very comprehensive. What the UNHCR and IOM, the International Organization for Migration, were working together. This is a mixed flow, so we work together. What we have done, we have created a regional platform to coordinate between the various responses in the different countries impacted by this outflow of people. Colombia, but also Ecuador, Peru, Brazil, and many other countries, about 15 countries in this region. So this platform will coordinate, will ensure that there is coherence of response. There's many issues that are similar across countries. The need for better registration and documentation of people, very fundamental. And then, very importantly, the link between the initial humanitarian response and the need to quickly move to longer-term interventions. For example, to ensure that children go to schools, or that people have access to health services, or that at some point, and this will be very tough, people can have access to jobs so that they can support themselves. So these are all interventions which states will coordinate and which will have to be supported not so much by humanitarian organizations like ours, but by development agencies, international financial institutions, the World Bank, the Inter-American Development Bank. Discussions have started already. And I hope that our platform cannot only help organize the international and national responses, humanitarian responses, but also make sure that this link to development can be as quick, as concrete, as effective as possible.